Hello, guys. This is my, fourth take at trying to record this episode because an ambulance went off. My neighbor's like sanding and like, I don't know, power washing something. And then, there were people talking and then my app crashed. So this is going to be the lucky round of recording. So hi, it has been quite a while since I've been on here, and I wanted to share some updates and just say hello. Pardon me for further interruptions. It's such a nice day out that I refuse to go inside, and I think I might not be alone in that. There's a lot of people outside and it's a little bit noisy, but I think if I talk closely enough into the mic, we should be good. So anyway, quick reminder, I tend to swear. I'm working on it. If you have kids, either earmuff them or put your earbuds in, or save me for a time when you can listen by yourself. So if you are following me on social media, you already know what I'm about to talk about, but I'm giving more context and just kind of sharing a little bit of where I am at in this season. It is September 21st. So the last day of summer as I write this, as I record this and have written my notes, and it's kind of ironic, as you will hear in the episode, I'm talking a lot about seasons and changes and embracing where you're at, and yeah, so kind of funny, but I will begin. As I talked about already, I've already shared this, but not in this place on the podcast. And a lot happened since that July episode when I mentioned that I was moving out of my apartment. So while I knew that this news was coming, I wasn't really sharing it yet. And moving out of my apartment was like the first big action I took in what I'm calling the burn stage of my Phoenix rise. Obviously, you wouldn't know this, but I feel like I'm really still in the burn, in the ashes. I have not risen yet. And I'm just kind of resting in this season. But ultimately, I am closing the Lake Effect Pewaukee shop. And I'm going to come back to that a little bit more later on. But first, I just want to give a little bit of background and talk about what feels like the prevailing theme of my summer, which has been building a deeper, truer self-trust and sense of soul awareness. When I am truly living from that space, I have this trust in God or the divine within me, and I feel like I have a direct dialogue and can hear God, and I'm able to really express this and work from that place. Life feels really easy and clear. When I ignore that, things are not so much easy and clear. They're tough, and I feel an actual like physical resistance to life. It might manifest as like a stomach ache or just a sense of like discomfort or, I don't know, discontent, but it is as much physical as it is all the other, coming from all different areas. And let me stop there. So many people think that soul work and really understanding your design or your blueprint from whatever or whoever or wherever you think you are made of and come from, it's not something that most people should bypass. There's always exceptions, but I feel like whatever and whoever you are, there is an insane amount of wisdom just sitting within you, often untapped, not being used. And when you're not using this and you're going often against it, this invites, I don't want to say bad shit, but not the right shit for, and I shouldn't say shit. Not the right things for you into your life. And that's not always the case. Like I said, always exceptions, but there's a lot of ease that an alignment that is just not even being honored and worked with. I feel like you really have to tune in and like build this soul listening intuitive muscle. And once you do, it gets easier. It's not always easy, but at the beginning, when you're learning it, it's definitely like those first couple of times when you start working out after not working out and everything hurts and you're frustrated and crabby. And if you think that like all of this stuff is fluff, I would love for you to take a time out right now. Like after I say this, pause the recording and think of a time where you went both with your soul, an instance where you went with it, and an instance where you went against it. Like you heard it, you listened, and how'd it go? And then you heard it, you went against it, and how'd it go? An example for me is there's been a time in my life where hanging out with a certain person gave me digestive issues, like insanely bad. Like my entire body was like in knots and not okay. And I totally wrote it off as just like nerves, but truly my soul knew this person was like not good for me. And it was signaling from my soul, like this person isn't for you. I did not listen. And I don't need to go into the long version of that story, but it wasn't a good decision. I've done that for many other instances as well, where I've just kind of plowed through my instinct and it didn't go well. And then there are plenty of times in my life that it was a full body soul yes, and it delivered some of the most amazing people and situations and feelings of my life. You know those moments where you're like, oh my Lord, I am meant to be here. Yeah, there's a song called, what is it called? My Own Soul's Warning, maybe, or My Soul's Warning. I'm not sure, but it's by The Killers. I'll find it and link it in the notes. You should listen to it. It's basically what I just said, but in a more fun way. Okay. Anyway, I'm not sure how I spent that much time on that. Back to the update. If you've been listening to this for a while, or you follow me on social, you already know that I am a Scorpio sun, and Scorpio is very much about transformation, death, rebirth. And I also have other planets in there. So I have Mercury, Venus, and Pluto all in Scorpio and the sun. So that's four things. That's called a stellium in astrology, if you care. Otherwise, basically, this is just a fancy way of me saying that like death and rebirth and constant transformation, like that is a those are themes that are like written in the stars for me. And when I look back on my life, like I am truly no stranger to going for it when I end and when I start things. And this season is no different. I feel like in order to complete a cycle, you do have to surrender and like let shit burn. When I talk about this with a lot of my Scorpio heavy friends, and I say that because everyone technically has, you know, Scorpio influence in their chart. We have all the different astrological signs within us, but for certain people, it's definitely more pronounced to have some than others. And for those of us that are super Scorpio heavy, there's always this tendency when you like are done with a situation or leaving it to like literally like, you know, pour gas over the situation, throw the match, turn your back and walk away without caring. And I'm really trying to like not take that approach. There is a softer, gentler way. And I feel like that energy is potentially like while dramatic and cinematic, it's not always necessary. And so while I'm in this burn stage of my life, I'm really trying to also embrace like learning and the strategy of it. And why did I get to this place? Should I have, like, is this something I needed to learn? Or is this a product of decisions that weren't aligned? Or like really truly like looking at it and not just giving no fucks and walking away. But yeah, so I've talked over and again on the podcast about the year 2020 being a foundational year. And for me, that means building a new thing. And that can only happen after the previous one has been brought down to zero. And that is where I am. And in this like burn stage, I feel like it's also like a good, like I also am calling it like in processing. And I feel like I've been here for a really long time now, and I'm like piecing things together. And I used to hate when people talked about being in the process, or like, I'm deep in the process, or I'm in my process. And for me, one, that was, it's, I think it's overused a little. It's not overused. It's a really big part of life, but it felt overused in the spiritual community and triggering to me, probably because I was avoiding it. And also because I was always taking action, I kind of looked at it like, who has the time to sit in process? And now I know that the process, processing, resting, waiting till you're inspired or you're clear on your action, like that's an okay and an important step that I usually skip. So I'm in the process. And a lot has become clear and important. And the first of which now I'm going to talk about, is the fact that I'm closing the Lake Effect shop. And I really hope that you can't hear her still like power washing this thing, because I can, and I'm a little distracted, but hopefully it's just not annoying. But I could probably write like an entire book about the last year in the shop. And it's taken me through some of the highest of highs and the honest to God, like lower lows than I've ever known. And back in the winter, like after the holidays, we were really struggling. And I remember saying, I mean, if I could count the number of times I said this, I'd be a rich woman. But I just kept saying, like, if we can just make it through May, we'll be fine. But March 15th was when we shopped the clothes for like the original shelter in place. And by the time we reopened in May, it was a full 8 weeks closed. Like, life felt different. People felt different. Pewaukee felt different. And the shop numbers ended up only like a tiny percent of what we had very cautiously, conservatively projected based on last year's summer numbers. And I had an entire business plan built around events and the summer shop, and all of that had to be scrapped. And I never truly had a chance to create like a new strategy. I just really like trusted myself along the way. And it didn't work. And while a big part of me has felt like pretty broken, and there have been times where I have been tempted to call this just like a straight up failure. And to be clear, I have never truly felt like I've failed at anything until now. And this is a grief lesson that I will definitely be working through for a while. But, so anyway, another part of me that didn't feel messed up felt like freedom and like inspired with the next chapter, and ultimately like closure, because this like intense time was ending. And I think a part of me knew that if the shop had flourished and done amazing, I definitely would have stayed open and kind of invested in this part of my business. But I'm not really certain that that was the card I was supposed to be dealt. And if I am serious about like who I am at my core, deep in my soul, it really doesn't involve the ins and outs of managing a retail shop. And that's never something I truly saw. I've always seen myself as like the visionary behind a store, or really, the visionary, holding the idea and a dream of a concept and curating, but not managing. And that's a big part of my human design, which is different from like soul stuff. And we can talk about that another day. But that's who I am. And maybe at some point the shop would have been financially successful enough to enable me to bring somebody else to manage all the various parts of the business. Namely the shop, but that would have been, that felt really far away. And I really did a shit ton of mindset work around this. Like, is this a block? And, you know, am I sabotaging? But ultimately, like I had to recognize that like, I could have done this. I could have changed everything about me to map myself over to the person who is successful in this role. But that is not who I am. I have had time to reflect, to go inward, to get with God, and my deep understanding of self has proven and shown time and again that I crave freedom of time, space, energy, creativity. And anchoring myself to a physical space was not what this chapter, this next chapter, is about for me. So like maybe everything that happened was for a reason. And I'm not saying that I just gave up in any way, because I certainly did not. I gave almost my all in trying to make this work, but it didn't. So like I said, like freedom, time, creativity, energy, like all of these, space, rest, these are some of the guiding principles that have really come through for me, with a lot of work that I've been doing with myself, with new mentors, and yeah, freedom, creativity, and like taking the time to identify and remove any projections from myself and from others. You know, feelings of pressure, expectations, getting rid of that. And ultimately, like remaining present, because when I could be present and without those expectations, I can enable creativity. I enable miracles, spontaneity, synchronicity, true connection with my soul comes through. So that's what I've been up to. I've also been working really closely with nature. And obviously a big part of that is water. I've been swimming as much as I can. I just came home from a week-long surf trip around the Great Lakes, just kind of chasing conditions, living out of my car and an RV, and proving to myself that I'm pretty good at nomadic life. But ultimately, so that was like water. And I, like I said, swimming all summer, like a lot. But I've also been working with the lunar cycle, like a lot deeper than I ever have. Astrology in general, plants, essential oils, and I think I've talked about it on here, maybe not, but fern and floral tinctures, and really understanding all the ways that these things are here to support us. And I've been like letting them support me. So I understanding how they can and then letting them do it. And it may seem like a little bit strange to place like massive trust in these things, but science, like actual science, has shown that these are real powerful healers. That said, I'm also like working with them beyond the science components of them, the sciencey aspects, because I'm really using them for their energetic properties and letting that energy like commingle with what's working within me and through me. And just like being so multidimensional in this approach. It's a little strange and I'm still obviously having a hard time like articulating it, but it's been fascinating. And I've always loved this planet, but right now I love her a lot. And what's been also just like so interesting with all of it, like every piece of what I just said, the lunar cycle, plants, nature, all of it, is just the recognition of all of these cycles and like how they're changing as they're changing. I feel like I look back at seasons and I can say like, oh, that was what XYZ, or like quite literally that was summer. But now I'm slowing down a little bit enough to identify like what the season is when I'm in it. So I'm like being more present, going inward, looking at my soul, talking with my soul, and making space for nature and the season that I'm in. And then it gets more attention. And with the power of my attention, I'm able to get the lessons more deeply and get just an overall like better and different, more thorough integration, it feels like. So as I have been like wrapping up the season of the shop, and like, I guess, a season of embracing so many other beliefs and ways of living that actually weren't serving me, I get to move on to this next chapter, like, lighter, clearer, more tuned into, and like, I don't know, in communion with the true nature of my soul. And again, like, what's so interesting is today is the last day of summer. We're at the nearing the end of the month. The shop literally has its last day this coming Sunday. And like, while I love summer the most, fall is the season that I believe is the most powerful for me. I always have. There's just this overwhelming and tangible reminder of harvest and death and transition everywhere. And these are like important, but like in your face reminders to let go, to accept change. And like, obviously nature's cyclical and we are nature. We are also cyclical and we can't avoid that. You know, kind of that like weird, like tug on your heart during fall where you can like feel the change. You can like see it and smell it and it's just so blatant. And I'm kind of coming to this place where I feel like maybe that is the confirmation that you are exactly where you are supposed to be, experiencing exactly what you're meant to in the right timing. And it feels to me like all of that awareness, the cycles, the self-trust, the soul awareness is the ultimate act of self-love. And when you're going against yourself and you feel like shit and you're misaligned, like, isn't that just keeping us from living like our truest expression, which is of love, which is our soul's design, which is our birthright. And when things don't feel good, that's because it's not you and it's not love. And that's a choice in most cases that we're making. Again, there's always an exception, but in most cases, we are choosing to not tune into the alignment. And that's why things are not feeling good. I don't have all the answers. And like I said, I'm in the process myself, but I know that it's like the things that we are here to uncover are here for a reason. They're leading us to the next thing, the next season, the next cycle, the next learning, whatever. So yeah, that's my update. All of that to say, I'm closing the shop. I'm listening to my soul. I'm in the process. I'm focused on living from a place of self-love. And from this place, I'm excited to create the foundation for the next season for me. And I will have with me now forever, like as a non-negotiable, a big freaking dose of trust in myself that I'll know where to take things along the way. And I have access to that information at any time if I just tune in. So if you feel like any of this is like foreign language to you, feel free to shoot me a note. I'll leave my email in the show notes. You can always DM me on Instagram. I have a ton of tools and could ask you a couple questions that might help you like take the first couple steps or dip your toe in the direction towards what your soul might be asking for. And I know I like use the phrase nature of soul all the time, but I really feel like understanding the nature of your soul is a really important, it's the ticket. So yeah, thank you for listening. I'm honored to have your attention and I'll be in touch soon.